Good morning. It's Tony, and it's been a long time since you guys have heard from me. But I've had so much going on, and I just have to live life in order to share life, right? My thoughts of something today are, what if you encounter someone, and you know for 1,000% fact, like every fiber of your being tells you, that this is the 100% person for you, your soulmate, the love of your life, the person who's going to be there who gets you thick and thin in and out. But it's at the wrong time in your life. How do you proceed? I asked that question because a long time ago, I used to think, like I think a lot of people think that there's such a thing as a soulmate and there's only one and you only get to meet one person, fall in love once in your life and, you know, you have to get married. You know, a whole bunch of shit. And, of course, that's not how the world is. That's not how we are. But I always dreamed it. You know, I mean, isn't that ideal? Isn't that great? To think that you can have this, I don't know, fairy tale existence where there are all these problems and all of these stresses that can just be magically fixed by finding the person who loves you. Not because they come in with money or abilities or ideas, but because they have your back, they have support, they care about you and what you want. You see, the flawed thing with that logic is, if all you want is a person who will do all that, then what do you, that means you don't want anything. And there are a lot of people who can pretend at that. There are a lot of people who can act like that. There are a lot of people who have potential to do amazing things. And people who see their potential will gather around them and push that potential and influence it in the ways they want, whether it be negative or positive. And they can do it by sword or by song, you know? And I'm learning all these. I'm learning all these things at the same time as not learning them. These are things that have been told to me, memos, adages, people's opinions over the years. But you don't know certain things. No matter how many times somebody tells you, you really don't know certain things until you experience it yourself. And then it can leave you confused because sometimes you can see something, hear something, smell something, taste something, but it doesn't feel that way that you think it's going to feel. Disappointment doesn't always feel the way you think disappointment is going to feel. Depression definitely doesn't feel the way you think it's going to feel. And joy, true happiness, does not enter into you the way you expect it to. It's just there. You don't necessarily even know that you have it until it's gone, but you know when you're not experiencing happiness. You know when you're unhappy. So my thing is, where in life and when in life did the people decide that if you don't have certain things that, or if you don't have certain specific feelings, that you're not happy? And when did the solution become to find the other person to do that? I don't know. I don't know who decided to write down these fairy tales or who decided that life should be this way where all we need is each other. Because the fact of the matter is, tough. Love, and I'm talking about in the sexual and relationship sense, can feel amazing and it can feel beautiful, but it can also be selfish. And it can also be overpowering and overwhelming. What if you have the potential to become, I don't know, a scientist, a rocket scientist, a gladiator, fuck, a god. But you give that up to be in love with someone because they show you the amount of love that you feel you need. I guess that's the reality of ego. Some people never feel loved enough. That's why they need so much, but one person from others is quite enough. Oh, it's a big testament to what human needs in order to feed the soul. But for me, I realize that love, whether I see it, feel it, or sense it from my significant other or even other people, I realize that I can't rely on it. It doesn't make me happy. For one, it's fickle. It can go and come. It can move and replace. It can be changed. It can be dangerous. But it's outside of my control, and I don't like that. They always say the best love is self-love, but I realize the reason I feel not necessarily unloved. It's not because I don't love myself, but because I don't love what I'm doing. And when I say I don't love what I'm doing, it may be in reference to any number of things. You know, wasting time, idle, idiotic things like gossip and chit-chat. But it also might be the fact that if I'm not, in my mind, succeeding in the way that I should be, then I'm not loving myself to my best. And I guess that's what people are always trying to tell you. Not just do your best for others. Not just do your best to be successful so people can see, you know. You know what you're full of. You know how much potential you have. So if you know that, why aren't you showing it? You're not showing yourself love. And it's suffocating. Recently I met someone and I just fell so hard for him. And I was willing in my heart to just do and put aside my thoughts for him. And then suddenly, out of nowhere, I got a fucking bump on my head. And he said, hold up, you've done this before. The definition of insanity is doing the same thing twice and expecting a different result. Same thing, experiment that is, over and expecting a different result. That is the definition of insanity. I mean, I might not be in the same place, I might not be with the same person, but it's the exact same scenario. So my question to myself was, bitch, what did you gain by this person coming into your life? And I didn't gain anything. And he hasn't left, but at the same time, if he leaves, I will still be where I was. As a matter of fact, I'll be less than, because now I'll feel a little bit of his loss, which will be a little piece of my heart. I have to be great by myself. Just my thoughts.